This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Welcome to Forum on WSMI. I'm your host, Sean Bellette. Today on the program, I have a conversation with Litchfield Mayor Steve Doherty. He talks about the impact of Lake Lou Yeager on the economy and some of the new opportunities at the lake. We start off talking about the big opportunity, the chance to live on Lake Lou Yeager. Eagle Ridge is set to make its debut, a 41-property residential development along the lake. The mayor is excited, especially with one person already signing on for a lease.
Oh, yeah, we're excited about it and the fact that we just now started to promote it. We got our brochures out and signage is going up. And we've had interest already just from word of mouth, from people that live on the lake that are aware of it. And, you know, we're sure we made the right decision here because we've had so many houses that were purchased and torn down to build new ones. So there was a lack of property on the lake, and this will definitely support it. And the lease dollars that we'll be getting will go back into supporting the restoration of the lake and working on siltation, et cetera. Plus, we replaced a water line that was necessary. So, you know, we try not to put that on taxpayers and also to serve people that want to move to our community. So it's a win-win situation.
And the mayor notes there is a great mix of properties, some with the more suburban feel and then others that have more of that living out in the country kind of feel.
We did, and I think, you know, some of the lots are going to be challenging, and of course we have those out there now where we have, you know, several hundred steps down to the lake from existing houses. But, you know, a few of the lots are going to need some Ozark-type builders, but they'll end up very beautiful and have access to the lake. And those that want to be near the lake and not live right on it, there's some beautiful lots there too. So, and at some point we get enough people interested there, we might have a common dock in the area at some point. Whereas if you don't have direct lake access, you can have a supplementary area there. So, you know, we're open to a lot of future development there.
The mayor notes there has been an uptick in interest in the lake in general, especially from the recreational crowd.
Yeah, you know, Sean, I think you're spot on there. This last weekend, I think it was standing room only out there. The beach was packed and a lot of boaters. The fireworks were tremendous. And, of course, we had entertainment. It was and a beautiful weekend. So you can't ask for more than that. But I think what's happened here, not only the fact that with our tourism department, you know, very few communities our size have a full-time tourism department, and I know you talk with Sarah quite often, but that as well as the awareness that has been brought to the lake and all of the attributes it's got, housing, camping, boating, swimming, fishing, you name it, it's there. You know, we've got cabins for rent. We've got camping spaces. We have year-long camping, within season, let's put it that way. But there are our own little communities out there. The same people come back every year for their 6 or 7 months with their campers. And it's, you know, they've got access to town. It's not that many miles away. But I think what's happened also is a couple of years ago, I think 3 years now, there was a lot of flooding on the Illinois and the Missouri and a lot of other lakes that couldn't handle the runoff. And people found our lake and found that it was a better facility than the places they were going previously. So they came back the next year, and then the COVID thing hit, and now everybody's got cabin fever and wants to get out and get in the sun. So it's really helped us, and again, it's brought awareness to our housing and the need for more of it there. And we also have about 400 campsites on the other side of the lake. So, we're a multi-purpose, multi-function facility out there.
Mayor Doherty says one of the keys to the recent success of Lake Lou Yeager is avoiding the problems that have beset other lakes.
Yeah, well, with all the lakes in Missouri, we get a lot of Missouri traffic, too. So it's, like I said, it's encouraging now that people have found us. They're coming back and they're telling others about it. And it's booming. And we've made an effort to sustain the lake, to keep it clean as much as possible, stop some of the siltation, did some, can't call it dredging, but we dug out quite a bit of soil in the coves when we took our lake down more than 6 inches. Two good-sized rains brought that right back up to where we're spilling over the spillway now. So plenty of water supply.
The mayor believes the low cost of living in Litchfield will draw more people to the lake and Litchfield, and he says growth is beneficial for everybody's bottom line.
Well, yeah, the cost of living here is low. I know everybody complains about property taxes, and some of it's justified. But the more we develop housing, the more we develop more businesses, this kind of thing, it's going to spread the tax base so that our taxes are going to stay stable. And actually this year, they actually went down a few dollars because the assessed valuation has increased. So it's, that's the goal, and that's part of the reasoning for trying to develop more housing.
When you talk about economic development these days, smaller cities often benefit from working with partners in their region. And the mayor, of course, his day job is running the Doherty Theaters, not only the West Side 4 in Litchfield, but also the stadium in Jerseyville. Along the way, doing business and mixing in his political experience, he's built a relationship with the folks in Jerseyville, and he believes that could have benefits on both sides of the Route 16 corridor.
The mayor there and I have become friends, and my city administrator, economic development person, is a friend of their economic development person. So we're really looking at the fact that there's a major economic development going into Jerseyville, like $100 million worth of investment. And with the rail situation over there, and the fact that we've got a new third industrial park, and the artery that connects this Route 16 needs to be looked at for possible truck routing and this kind of thing. So we're talking with IDOT. We've got their attention. I think we'll try to develop that to bring our communities together, and the two interstates together just makes sense. Jerseyville sold their water and sewer and all the infrastructure, the plants and everything, to Illinois American Water for $45 million. And they have $45 million sitting in the bank, and they're using it for infrastructure to improve parks and parking and the downtown area, all this kind of thing. And they've taken the block right in front of my theater. It's going to be a destination area where they'll have entertainment, they'll have holiday festivities there. And we have two or three restaurants right there now, a couple of new bars. And, of course, my theater now has been expanded and they improved. So it's going to be a real destination. They're taking like 50 blocks and promoting walking tours with historic houses and that kind of thing, as well as parks and restaurants and businesses. So it's pretty exciting what they're doing over there.
Before we go, let's recap the new City of Litchfield development out at Lake Lou Yeager Eagle Ridge subdivision. The new subdivision includes lots with water frontage and secluded wooded lots. All lots have electric and city water. The subdivision is about 10 minutes off of the interstate between the Westlake Oaks subdivision and Sunrise Hill subdivision, with access from North 16th. Crawford, Murphy, and Tilley was the engineering firm that helped the city with planning, permitting, surveying, and design, as well as assistance to the city with bidding and construction administration for the project. Brewster Companies, out of Maryville, was the general contractor. The city continues to accept bids for leases on available lots on an ongoing basis. The lease term, a period of 60 years with an option to renew. For more information on the bid process, visit the City of Litchfield website, cityoflitchfieldil.com, or call the City of Litchfield at 324-8151 or email tflannery@cityoflitchfieldil.com. Thanks for joining us for another edition of Forum. I'm Sean Bellet. I'll see you again next weekend for Around Montgomery County.